I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Bishop Declan Lang of the Clifton Diocese in England took part this year in the 13th Holy Land Coordination Pilgrimage in support of the Christian churches. I too was attending this pilgrimage, and at the end of the week's visit, I asked him to share with me his strongest impressions and to comment on the final communique. I
wondered myself whether it was that important that we were here. And for the first few days I wasn't sure, and I thought to myself, what difference is this group making to the people of Palestine, Israel? But then as I listened to people more, they actually said they were very grateful for our presence, because it was a sign to them, an important sign, that they weren't forgotten, because sometimes they do feel a very forgotten people.
We visited a lot of places, we spoke to a lot of people. Is there a particular memory that you're going to take back with you?
Two memories which are very strong for me. One was in Hebron, when it was pointed out that this family had to climb through their back window in order to get into their house because they were not allowed to go through their front door. I thought that's really not a way to treat people with dignity. And the second one was the weather, especially in Jordan, the high winds and the rain, and what effect this was having just on the environment of the refugee camps, that these people were now living with a lack of water, a lack of resources, and presumably just in mud and experiencing the cold and knowing that there was nowhere else to go. That was a very strong impression that was left with me.
We went there together, didn't we? And we crossed the Allenby Bridge, staying there for, I must say, a number of hours before we got across. The Holy Land is really a lot about borders, isn't it?
It's a lot about borders, and I was warned before I came that it's a country or countries in which you have to be very patient, not get irritated. Those borders need, as Archbishop Richard Smith said, those borders need crossing, and those borders are often found within people, first of all, rather than just external borders. And there needs to be that willingness to cross borders, to find the other.
Yes, you spoke about your need to cross internal borders, but the barriers here are very visible, aren't they?
They are very visible. And what also struck me was one of the students of Bethlehem University said that he'd never actually met an Israeli. And considering that the border is so close to us where we are here in Bethlehem, I was quite amazed. And it was quite frightening, really, as well.
The Palestinians can't even go through that border that we go through.
No, they can't, and I'm not sure what effect that must have upon them. They must feel a very limited in their freedom.
Because they can't go to Jerusalem without a permit.
They can't go to Jerusalem without the permit. I think that young man was actually asked, would he ever make friends with an Israeli? And he said, no, he felt he couldn't, because their relationship, which might be formed in friendship, could so rapidly change when the Israeli was called into military service and suddenly he could find him at a border post checking up and perhaps causing him, violence and intimidation.
The Holy Land Coordination Pilgrimage is about prayer, obviously, as well. Were there any moments you'd like to share?
I think in the shrines, just moments of quiet and silence and just to be aware of the place. And the masses that we celebrated together, I think they were important as well. I think we are calling ourselves and other people to prayer because prayer does change things. And the other important thing, I think, as well, is to encourage people to come on pilgrimage to the Holy Land, to discover what it's really like and what is happening here, and to give the people hope and be inspired by them. We've been treated tremendously well. We've been given great hospitality. And I so often think that in the West, that's something which we need to regain, that sense of hospitality.
Of course, pilgrimages are important at an economic level because the people here live on this sort of activity, don't they?
They do. It brings employment to people. And Bethlehem has got one of the highest rates of unemployment in the country. So I think the more that we can encourage groups to come here, the more employment we can give, which enables people to live with a sense of dignity and purpose.
Would you like to comment on the final statement?
The final statement, I think, sums up or tries to sum up our experience of what's been happening to us in the Holy Land and to recognise as well the challenges which are being faced by the Christian communities and other communities as well in the country as they work for justice and peace. And it's that encouragement again, as I say, that we are calling people to prayer and to pilgrimage. And I suppose the area which we were made aware of especially is the village of Crimazan, which seems to be cut off and isolated. and that seems to be so unjust, and perhaps to encourage people to speak out against that wherever possible.
And thanks there go to Bishop Declan Lang of the Clifton Diocese in England. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.